Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Olivia Dorothy with American Rivers. Minutes before the levee broke in Davenport, I was skipping through floodwaters that were backing up via one of the city's many storm sewers. Looking out beyond the HESCO barriers, I was thinking, man, this looks bad. As I drove away up the hill and away from River Drive, it broke. Davenport is hailed as a leader in progressive floodplain development. There is no permanent levee or flood wall. The river is given room to flood. But during the most extreme events, temporary flood barriers protect downtown businesses and homes. And as the river recedes, what do we do next? Should we repair and rebuild as is, or do something else? Of course, with every flood event, people will call for a permanent flood wall or levee to be erected downtown. But such an action will only worsen future floods. Our Midwestern climate has changed, and floods like the one we just lived through will happen more frequently. How should we respond and build a more resilient community? The best way to protect people and property is to give the rivers room. Davenport is a shining example of this principle, but as recent experience proves, it's not a perfect plan. Is it possible to make even more room for the river? Why should we give the river even more room? I'll tell you why. About 10 years ago, the city of Ottawa, Illinois, bought out frequently flooded properties, investing about $500,000 in taxpayer money and about $4 million in grants. Over the next decade, the city realized $9 million in savings from repetitive flood damages. For every dollar of taxpayer money invested in open space, $18 was saved. And those savings grow with each flood event. Levees and flood walls rarely return such an investment. Urban levees can cost tens of millions of dollars. Necessary upgrades to the Metro East levee near St. Louis will cost approximately $300 million. While the federal government usually bears most of that financial burden for levees, the local community must generate 35% of the cost of construction, and they must finance all the future costs to maintain the levee to ensure it is structurally sound. It is much more cost-effective to move people and buildings out of the floodplain. We need to look for opportunities in our community and support efforts in the tributaries to restore and reconnect rivers to their floodplains. Because the best way to protect people and property is to give rivers room to flood.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.